His city bounced from one country's control to another during World War II. No matter who was in control, this young Jewish man feared for his life. We relive his harrowing story this week on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Serge Kreisberger was born in Cernuti, Romania, in 1928. His father ran a small textile factory. In 1939, Poland was invaded, national boundaries were erased, and the Kreisbergers' home in Romania became a part of Russia, ruled by Stalin.
Dictators are dictators, and Stalin didn't go specifically to the point of saying, I will eliminate Jews or gypsies.
The Russians quickly took possession from the Romanians. Soon, a colonel in the Russian secret police occupied the apartment across the hall. They became friends with their new neighbor, a fact that would soon become very important.
An edict came out that everybody has to go to a police station to get a passport. We didn't know what that meant. Just before we were scheduled, he came to our house and said, don't go when you're supposed to go. Don't do anything. I will tell you when you're going to come down. You bring all the papers from all your close family and see me.
The Kreisbergers didn't know there was any difference in the passports being given them. They soon learned their family had been given special documentation.
In the middle of the night, a whole street would be locked up by police and soldiers. They were going to a building and know exactly what apartment to go for, and they would give people exactly 10 minutes to take a suitcase, and they brought you down, they put you in a truck, and you were gone.
About 10,000 Jews were deported. People who it was felt could cause problems for the Stalin-led government. The Russian colonel had given the Kreisberger family working-class papers, keeping them from being sent to a work camp. We'll have more of the story of the Kreisberger family and their survival during the Holocaust. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.